Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I am so happy that you joined me today because we've got to work together. That's what the body of Jesus Christ is all about. And God says in his word in Jeremiah 9, "Don't let a wise man boast of his wisdom, and don't let the mighty man boast of his might. Don't let a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows God, that God is the I am that I am, who exercises loving kindness and justice and righteousness on earth, for he delights in those things." God has a really wonderful emotional experience, and he delights. Sometimes he grieves, but most of the time he delights in what his children are doing, how they're learning, how they're building themselves up in his word. And I hope you are one of those that are doing that. And as Jimmy said, if you want a Bible guide, you can call 1-877, that number that you're so familiar with. But now, all you have to do on your phone, yep, on your phone or your computer, go to freedomstreet.org and click on that Bible guide, and you will get a Bible guide. Every month is laid out for you. You can just click on it and download, and there you go, every month by month. Or if you are like some of my friends and power partners, you can actually call me after the show and get on a mailing list that I will send you the monthly Bible guide with everything that I, the newsletters that I do, envelopes that I insert, and also that Bible guide. So it's really simple. It really, truly is simple. God is so delighted in things that we're learning, in things that we are anticipating and expecting. Have an expectant spirit, because those things are so important to God. And one of the verses that I love that I'm going to be speaking about today is 1 John 5:14-15. "This is the confidence that I have before him." Ooh, cast not away your confidence, friend. "For if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we have asked of him." Oh, what a wonderful verse of scripture. I'm so glad that you're learning the word. I'm saying this prophetically. I am. I'm hoping that you are learning the word of God right along with me, because even at my age, I am memorizing more, I believe, now than I did at 30 and 40. And I'm so grateful to God. I'm grateful to Holy Spirit that he is encouraging me. And even as I lay on the bed at night, those verses of scripture and the addresses come up to me. Praise God. "You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being." And as I said before, you can go to freedomstreet.org, click on resources. You'll see radio shows. You'll also see teachings with Kimberly's blog, and also with blogs from Darren. I have put those on the website, so you can enjoy some of that anointed teaching that he gave so much during the years that he was on this earth. Our memory verse, boy, I flubbed on the memory verse. I said it was Jeremiah 10:13. It's one verse before Jeremiah 10:12. I usually remember those addresses, but for some reason it just clicked in. But it's Jeremiah 10:12 memory verse. It is he who made the earth by his power, who established the world by his wisdom, and by his understanding he has stretched out the heavens. In Philippians 3, excuse me, here I go again. In Philippians 4:13, in the Passion Translation, it's so beautiful because it says the strength of Christ's explosive power. Oh, don't overlook that word power. God's power is in you. By the strength of Christ's explosive power, he infuses us to conquer, overcome any difficulty, friend, any difficulty. And I'm going to be talking about that today. God is so willing to help you out of every situation. In the Message translation, it's really interesting. Jeremiah 10, 11, and 12. God is saying to Jeremiah, tell the people this, the stick gods who made nothing, neither sky nor earth, will come to nothing on the earth and under the sky. What are the stick gods? Well, the people in the Old Testament needed a god, just like Aaron made that golden calf at the foot of Mount Sinai. People always want a god. They always want something to look up to. And in the Old Testament, the idolaters made their own gods by carving wood, basically wood. There were some metals that were used for making idols. But most of the time they carved wood that would stand up and maybe they'd fall over, but could do nothing for the people who carved them. So that's why God is saying the stick gods who made nothing, neither sky nor earth, will come to nothing on the earth and under the sky. But it is God whose power made the earth, whose wisdom gave shape to the world, who crafted the cosmos. He thunders and rain pours down. He sends the clouds soaring. He embellishes the storm with lightnings, launches wind from his warehouse. Stick God worshipers looking mighty foolish, God makers embarrassed by their handmade gods. And that's what happens when it comes down to the final outcome and the results of you worshiping things in this world. Oh, I need this. I need that. It comes down to, do you really need those, or is the most important thing in your life God? And that's what we need to look up to, God. And scriptures that you need to memorize and build up your confidence in knowing are scriptures that I gave yesterday over the air. And I'm going to repeat them because they're so good. They're the asking scriptures. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door of insight and revelation shall be opened to you. Matthew 7 verse 7. And these are key verses that are said by Jesus himself, and also from Mark 11 verse 24. Therefore, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and they will be granted to or given to you. You need to remember that as you ask for these, you actually receive the revelation that they've already been done. It says like this, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have already received them. And they shall be granted to you in the physical. You got to get it in the spiritual first, friend. You've got to get that revelation in the spirit first. And then it will be granted to you in the physical. And that's when I knew that I was a single woman again after John had gone to be with the Lord. And I was so lonely. And the Lord says, ask anything of me. I remember the exact place I was in my kitchen standing there. And I said, Lord, I would really appreciate it if you would send me a mighty man of the word, because John had been a mighty man of the word and I needed a mighty man of the word. Do you know what? God brought that spiritual revelation into the physical and brought Darren Carmack into my life. I'm so grateful, forever grateful. God does promise things and he will reveal them as we believe. Then 1 John 5, 14 and 15, this is the confidence I have before him, that if I ask anything according to his will, he hears me. And if I know that he hears me, I know that I have what I've asked of him. Boy, when you memorize those scriptures, you can stand on those forever and ever. Praise the Lord. It's not wanting to ask God for help. It's pride. And I pray that you will be humble enough that when circumstances get to the point that I titled my teaching yesterday, Pulling Out Your Hair and the antidote for that is asking God. He will tell you what to do. He will help you in accomplishing what you need to do. And so not asking God for help is truly pride. And I pray that if you are a person that doesn't want to ask God, that you will look at yourself and see if there's pride there. In James 1 verse 5 in the Message, it says, if you don't know what you're doing, pray to the Father. He loves to help. You'll get his help and won't be condescended to when you ask for it. Ask boldly, believingly, without a second thought. People who worry their prayers, quote, are like wind-whipped waves. Don't think you're going to get anything from the Master that way, adrift at sea, keeping all your options open. You've heard about things that people have done in the Bible about asking God, and he rewards those who humble themselves and ask him. I have a story I want to tell you about, and it's in Isaiah 7. And you've heard this story about the Messiah coming, and behold, a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son and will name him Emmanuel, God with us. But I want to tell you a little bit about the story. It's King Ahaz, and he was hesitant to ask the Lord for help. And this is what happened. He was coming against two invading enemies with vast armies, and it seemed like an impossible situation for him. And if you've had an impossible situation in your own life, you can understand how he was really almost at his wit's end. And when there's an insurmountable ordeal ahead of you, be like Paul and ask. The strength of Christ's explosive power infuses you to conquer any difficulty with his power. And that's true right now. I remember when Darren was told by God to get into the gas and oil business, and he'd never done that. He was just driving down the road, and the Lord says, I want you to get into the gas and oil business. Well, he inquired about gas companies here in Denver, and they almost threw him out because he wanted them to give him some old wells that were ready to be poured with concrete because they were old, they were rusty, no more gas, especially gas. He was looking into gas wells. Gas was available in those huge reservoirs. So he finally found a company that was willing to lease some empty wells in Rock Springs, Wyoming. Went there many, many times. And over the next few years, Darren truly believed that God was going to fill those wells. And you know what? There came a time, that perfect timing, when God did fill those gas wells. They were $10 a well. I remember that. $10 for those gas wells to lease them. And $800,000 came through those wells. Friend, when God says he's going to do something for you, he's going to do it. But don't doubt. Don't doubt, because God brings it to pass. Well, getting back to King Ahaz and his decisions to doubt the Lord and go ahead with his own ideas brought him defeat. And it was between Syria and Israel. Yep, Israel was an enemy of Judah. Israel was in the northern kingdom of Israel, and Judah was in the southern kingdom, with Jerusalem being the capital. Well, they came against him. And Father God said in Isaiah 7, verse 10, go ahead, ask for a sign from your God. That's what God said. Ask for a sign from your God. Ask for something big, so miraculous that you will only know that God did it. You will know that God did it. And that's why when I talk about the gas wells in Rock Springs, Wyoming, I know that God did it, because there was no gas there. And we saw the results, the miracle that came from them. Well, Ahaz answered, no, I will not ask. I won't attempt to test the Lord Yahweh. Oh, and then here Isaiah enters the scene and says, pay attention, King Ahaz, family of David. That's what Judah was. It was from David. And it's bad enough to try the patience of a prophet, but even worse when you try the patience of my God as well. That God himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will name him Emmanuel, God with us. God went through Ahaz's He was ignoring God. He was neglecting God in his decisions. And God said, I will still go ahead. I will go ahead and be prophetic in this promise to my people that I will give a son who was going to be born of a virgin, and I will be with him, and he will be in you. He will be Emmanuel, God with us. He will eat curdled milk and honey. He will live off the land. He will know enough to refuse evil and choose good. Praise the Lord. Well, Ahaz didn't fare well. And we must be willing to take God at his word and lay our fears to rest, or we will be insecure, unstable, and unable to stand. Sadly, Ahaz did not heed the words of God and sought help instead from the king of Assyria, who was an enemy. Oh, how many times do we go to people that are not going to be good for us? And even Ahaz even used gold of the temple to buy the king of Assyria's favor. Ahaz was one of the worst of Judah's kings, and yet he had the living God standing ready to help him if he would turn back to the Lord, but he chose not to. Oh, God help us when we choose not to have God help us. It is a simple thing to ask the Lord for help, because he's right there, ready to help you and counsel with you through Holy Spirit who is in you. I hope you will not shrink back from asking God for help. In Romans 4:14-17, it says, we know that the kingdom of God is not eating the food every day and drinking that we do every day. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in Holy Spirit who is in us. In Galatians 5:16-21, Paul is emphasizing this. As you yield to the dynamic life and power of the Holy Spirit, you will abandon the fleshly cravings, those things that you see with your eyes and hear with your ears and you touch and taste and smell. It's like when you go by a place that is preparing food and smell that aroma. Oh, don't you want some? I pass by a place of Oriental food when I come to the studio, and many days there is that smell of wonderful food. Oh, it's more than I can almost stand. I want to run in there and buy some. That's your flesh. That's your flesh wanting more and more and more. The battle isn't from the outside, friend. It's from the inside. Paul goes on to say in Galatians 5:17, when you crave the things that offend the Holy Spirit, you hinder him from living free within you. And Holy Spirit's intense desires for you hinders your flesh from dominating you. That means when your flesh is craving these things, if you allow Holy Spirit to speak to you and work in you, then he will be helping you to hinder yourself from those things that are dominating you. So then the two incompatible and conflicting forces within you are the intense battle of the flesh and the new creation life of the Spirit. See, as I told you just a sentence or two ago, the battle isn't from the outside. It's from the inside that we're battling. It's the very apparent battle that's going on. And that's why Paul says in Romans 8:6, the mindset on the flesh is death. The mindset on the Spirit is life and peace. And what do people need more than ever? We need peace. Galatians 5:18 says, when you yield to the life of the Spirit, you will no longer be living under the law, but soaring above it. Praise God. The behavior of the flesh is obvious. Sexual immorality, lustful thoughts, pornography, chasing after things instead of God, manipulating others, that's a big one. Hatred of those who get in your way, senseless arguments, resentment when others are favored. Ah, that's jealousy. That's envy. Temper tantrums. Ooh, temper tantrums. I used to have those. Angry quarrels, only thinking of yourself, being in love with your own opinions, being envious of the blessing of others, murder, uncontrolled addictions, wild party, and all of those things, they add up to the things of the flesh. haven't I already warned you that those who use their freedom for these things will not inherit the kingdom realm of God? It goes back to our call to freedom scripture, friends. Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Jesus set us free. So stand firm in Holy Spirit and be no longer subject to a yoke of slavery. Oh, thank goodness that we have that scripture for call to freedom. It was anointed revelation of all the scriptures of the Bible. We chose that one from Galatians 5, verse 1. And if you sense that you need to walk in this freedom, call me after the program at 1-877-917-7256, and I'll send you Darren's booklet, 7 Steps to Inner Freedom. It has been a blessing to so many, and I know it will be a blessing to you. In the meantime, I want you to know what joy it is to know that Jesus is our friend. Holy Spirit in us is helping us. He's keeping us from those fleshly cravings. He delivered us from fear, deception, and tradition of man. And no one ever cared for us, friend, like Jesus. He wants us to enjoy this dominion life right where we are. So receive him now. Jesus got a hold of our life, friend, and he won't let us go. Here's John and me.
Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go. Jesus got into my heart, he got into my soul. I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm just a free and glad. 'Cause Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go. Living for sin. I thought I was so happy, but I wasn't really with him. Oh, I fooled a lot of friends of mine. They thought I had some peace of mind, but I never had any till I opened up and let Jesus in. Now Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go. Jesus got into my heart, he got into my soul. I used to be oh so sad, but now I'm just free and glad. 'Cause Jesus got a hold of my life, and he won't let me go.
Well, aren't you getting just a bit tired?
I love that. The memories of being at the Gaither Studio in Indiana just come flooding back. And the drummer of that song was the drummer for Henry Mancini's choir. And also John Innes played the piano. He was the piano player for Billy Graham. So they had just come in for the day, and we were there to do a record then. It was a record then. And it was just such a blessing to hear these guys just take take off. I mean, there was no script. There were no notes. I mean, they just took off. And it was such a blessing to be able to stand there and sing that song and have them do the background. Oh, praise the Lord. God is so good, friend, if you just allow him. Let go of the manipulation. Let go of the control. I've got to have it this way and no other way. No, yield to him, submit to him, and rest in him. Oh, and Paul is talking about this in Galatians 5 in verse 22 and 23 about the fruit. See, we don't produce the fruit. Holy Spirit does. We can't produce the fruit. We ask Holy Spirit to help us to love others. And here is the fruit produced by Holy Spirit. Spirit within you is divine love in all its varied expressions. Through love comes all of this fruit, and it's joy that overflows, peace that subdues, patience that endures, kindness in action, a life full of virtue, faith that prevails, gentleness of heart, gentleness of heart. Oh, I have not had a gentle heart most of my life. And I'm so grateful that Holy Spirit is just still my teacher at my age. And he's teaching me gentleness, patience, kindness, peace, joy. Also strength of spirit in gaining control of my emotions and behavior. It's Holy Spirit that helps us do this, friend. We can't do it. How many times have you tried to diet? Oh, I'm making a New Year's resolution. Okay, I'm going to diet. How many times do we break those? But when you say, Holy Spirit, I leave this to you, and I ask you to help me when check my heart, when I'm going to eat something that's not good for me or do something that's not good for me, check attitude, friend, and he's going to help you overcome. Remember, the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses us to conquer any difficulty that you have in your life. Oh, it's been so good to be with you today. Remember, it's God who does these things for you. We can't do that in our own effort. No. So just yield to him, rest in him, because once he gets a hold of you, he won't let you go. Remember, Jesus gets a hold of your life and he won't let you go. Oh, take joy, my friend. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.